Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Thank you, Femi.
You're very welcome.
All right, Mardi Gras, Femi. So Jerome Vaughn is here with me for another segment from WDET in Detroit. We're going to take a look at a story that really was buried deep in the fine print of the stimulus package. You may or may not have been aware of it, but at one point in the debate over the stimulus package, this moral issue was put to the floor of the House by Representative Bob Filner of Southern California.
After the war was over, after we had won in both the Atlantic and the Pacific, the Philippines were granted their independence. And the Congress of 1946 said, you got your independence, you take care of your veterans. Yes, you saved America, but that's your problem, not ours anymore.
Well, $198 million is authorized for spending from the stimulus bill to actually go to Filipino World War II veterans in checks as high as $15,000, essentially paying them what would have been war pensions and, literally paying them for being a part of the guerrilla operations in World War II that helped the Allied cause in the Pacific. Joining us now is Eric Lachica, who's an advisor to the American Coalition for Filipino Veterans. He's also a son of a Filipino World War II veteran. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
And Amadeo Urbano is a World War II veteran. He's also on the line with us from Virginia. Amadeo.
Good morning.
Good morning and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And, what do you think of finally the U.S. government kind of coming around and recognizing this omission?
Well, we are exceedingly happy and elated about the move made by the United States government. You know, after 63 years waiting and working for the passage of this Filipino Veterans Equity Bill, this stimulus package bill, which included provisions of this Filipino veterans issue, was passed just recently. And we are very happy for Senator Inouye for his efforts in defending our cause in the Senate floor.
Oh, you're referring to Senator Inouye of Hawaii, who was one of the chief backers of the bill. Eric, some have said that this bill doesn't amount to stimulus, that it's more a sort of pet project of Senator Inouye and Congressman Filner. But all these checks going to communities around the country could possibly have some stimulus impact, don't you think?
Yes. Senator Inouye and more or less reflected the will of the U.S. Senate, because even last year they overwhelmingly passed 97-1 to set aside funds for the Filipino World War II veterans. So the monies, were just being released by the stimulus bill. There was already many money set aside in appropriation back in September.
But what do you say to people who say, this is pork, this has nothing to do with stimulus, there's no economics here, maybe there's a moral issue, but come on.
Well, that's why, U.S. veterans receive pensions for their service. It, in many ways, pumps up the U.S. economy, and Filipinos, be they veterans in the United States or in the Philippines, they are American consumers. The highest number of Americans living overseas, in Asia especially, is in the Philippines. So this is part of the close, relationship between the two countries.
Well, let's talk about how this stimulus is actually going to work. Amadeo, if you get a check for as high as $15,000, I imagine, first of all, there's a big party in it for somebody in your community, right?
Yes.
And that's going to involve caterers and, people, selling all kinds of things. I mean, entire communities are involved in this payout. Am I right, Eric?
Yeah, you're right. That's right.
Well, how's it going to work? Just to give me a sense of the stimulative value, if you believe that that's how this is going to work.
Well,
Go ahead, Amadeo.
Yeah. This, as you know, this stimulus package bill contains a provision for these Filipino veterans, no? And these Filipino veterans, in accordance with the provision of the bill, had reserved an amount of $198 million for payment for these Filipino veterans. It's not pension benefits, but it is a lump sum. The moment you receive this lump sum payment, it is final, and it constitutes a final release against the United States government of any subsequent claims by virtue of the service of these Filipino veterans. Yes, we received $15,000 for those U.S. citizens residing in the United States, and $9,000 for those residing in the Philippines.
Well, Amadeo, congratulations. I know lump sum sounds like a welcome relief in these economic times. Eric,
yes.
I gather most people are going to spend that money. Is that what your
well,
supposition is?
Yes, John, many of our veterans are setting aside the monies for their grandkids, the expenses. Many of them are also buying medicines, especially in the Philippines. It's a very, very poor country. And in fact, that's what, you know, it's going to go boost the economy of the United States by all of these new consumers spending.
Well, good luck over the next few weeks. Eric Lachica, advisor to the American Coalition for Filipino Veterans and also the son of Filipino World War II veterans, and Amadeo Urbano. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
So Filipino veterans receiving $198 million in the stimulus package. We got to the bottom of that, Jerome.
I think so. I'm just curious how angry he is that it's taken so long.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can hear the relief in his voice. That's for sure. Thanks for being with us during these two segments, Jerome Vaughn.
Good to be here,
Jerome Vaughn from WDET in Detroit, where we went on the air today.